Reish Chavov and Simon Reish Chav Zayin. Reish Chavov is Birchas Meilonis. Dr. Machaber, Yesi Bimei Nisan, Rer Elonis, Shem Moisim Terach, which is really Lashon HaGabara, Bimei Nisan. Wherever the Shabura really points out that Bimei Nisan is Lav Dachon. Or Hashem Reish says where he lives, Bechal, they don't blast them in Nisan. They don't blast them for Yer Tzion. So I'll tell him, is the Shara Dafka geared over here? Who had the Mechidish Acher? Who had the Mechidish Adar? Depends on really where you live. And those people that live down under, who live in Australia, South Africa, the clouds in this range, a different time. However, this bracha is only made once a year. So if you marry somebody from South Africa, and you've already made the bracha in Eretz Yisrael and Yisrael, and now you're flying specifically to South Africa, you don't make the bracha again, it's one of the brachas we've made only once a year. The Mela... It's not like Shech Yonu. Shech Yonu is more for the priest. This is more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very in such a thing. Shech Yonu is a 9 Shaykh in 20 years. So here it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very these things that people should have and know. You don't have to make one once a year. Till when can you make the bracha? So the Kavach HaKadosh says that you should only make the bracha during Nisan, and that's probably why the last day of Nisan you see everybody trying to make the bracha. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is Mefurish that you have much longer after that. However, it seems Al Pi Kabbalah, the Kavach HaKadosh is marach there. Look at the 50 Truvos, his mamish marach about the bracha. It seems that even though it's just one of the regular Berurah Banim, it's sort of the bracha and the neshamas of the tzaddikim are. Galdor and the Peres HaTodeh and the Prophet and Mila, the beginning to make the bracha, you get a minion, v'kulu. However, that's all in Yonim. And he says, out this, you should, if Kedai is Necham, you do it during Nisan. When you hear the Mechab, the Mishabur Pasim, that you can do it even after Nisan. Not even if it's a place that is Malavle in Nisan, you can do it even after Nisan, it's not a problem. Until when? Until how will they? So if the guy didn't see the trees Bechlal yet, and this is the first time that he's seeing a tree, so then even if the fruit started growing, you still had to make a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah, until it's big enough that you can make a Shech Yonu. In other words, even if it still started coming out, it's not Roi La Kilo, it's not the point that a person, it's not Nigmar Fair, you still had to make a bracha, and there's no din that once the priest starts coming out, you cannot make a bracha. Unless you saw it already before him. If you saw it already, you're on your way back to shul, and you had a kiddush to go to, whatever, so you're too busy, you can't stop, I'm not going to make a bracha now. Then he forgot about it. Then, says Mishnah Berurah, if you already saw it at the time it was being malavli, and you did not make the bracha, now it already started growing, then it's not going to make the bracha, since you heal well the bracha, since you already had the ability to make the bracha before. However, if it still didn't, if it didn't start growing, then even if it's a month later, you still can make the bracha, it's not a problem.
You
mean
you
make the bracha on Shabbos? Yes, you make the bracha on Shabbos. For those that say you shouldn't make the bracha on Shabbos, but it seems that it's all telling the same in Yonim of Kabbalah. And the Chassidus says maybe the Namagazal on Shabbos, the Neshamas aren't there, so the Mikra Dina, it is not a problem to make the bracha on Shabbos. No pshash of Kedusha or the Zadokim. That is Reish Chalvot. The Mishnah Berurah though we do make a bracha on the night to avoid Lashon Rabbi, the Mishnah Berurah is not machalik. It doesn't say that you only have to have this two. So the Chachila maybe it's good to have two, but if you only found one, the Chachila is not a problem to make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah did not mention that there is a difference. Nor does the Machaber. Wrote Ilonei to the Tzim Parah. The Kavach HaKadosh says you should really be outside of the town of and should be a whole field of trees, you should get a whole minion, hulu, but Mikra Gedina, that's Inoni Kabbalah. Mikra Gedina, if you do not have a minion, you do not chutzle here, and you do not see two trees, you still can make the bracha, and it's not Nisa, still, you'll be allowed to make the bracha like Mishnah Berurah said. Okay, that is for Birchas Ha'Ilanim. Reish Tzayin, Birchas Hareach. Sif Aleph, also Mahanis Mireach Tzayv, Ad Tivarach, Kvedim Shei Reach, Aval Acharov, Ein Tzarek Lavarach Klum. There's only a key of bracha before a person is Mireach. By the Birchas Hareach, there's only a bracha in the Fonel, but there's no bracha Acharov. Why is there no bracha l'harel? Rashi says there's only hanah mu'etah. What does it mean, hanah mu'etah? Either it's like pardon me kashir, or like some say that Rashi that means that kibul kvar nizachal ha'maichel. The same with that by maichel. It's already nizachal. You can't make a bracha l'harel. It's such over here that the hanah of the reach is nizachal as soon as you finish being married. For Melo, we do not make a bracha l'harel. However, if you look in the Rashid, if you bring that from the early Talmud, so the reason why I don't make a bracha l'harel now is because the reach is not kol. It's not like a fruit. A fruit, when you eat the fruit is gone. So since the fruit is gone, so you make a bracha l'harel now, another kilo nigmar of the fruit, and now Pasha make a bracha l'harel. But in a seer where you're smelling, the smell was not nigmar, then the smell is still there, so it was never kilo nigmar, it doesn't pass the bracha l'harel b'chol. The chur, this is the time that passes even by bracha l'harel. If you understand like the rest of the whole Indian of bracha is in the field of shush, then you're asking a Kaddish Baruch, you're not allowed to take something from a Kaddish Baruch, a kilu vezel a Kaddish Baruch, it's not like Rashi says in the prophet, a kilu vezel a Kaddish Baruch, it's a pri, you're taking the pri, you're asking a Kaddish, without asking a Kaddish Baruch, by reach, it's not that way, you're not taking the reach why? It's still there, I want you finished. The mail of it, Kenzan Yisrara, of Aslan Yisrara, was done by bracha, I wouldn't have known that you'd have to make a bracha Rishim. That's why we need a special process to call on Hashem and Halakha to tell you, no, but bracha Rishim is still doing it. Again, the bracha Rishim is still the Svara passes, either because it's not Nigmar or because it's the Nebuchadnezzar. Whatever it is, you do not have to make a bracha Rishim. So it says that, correct the Rishim already, it says by Mugmur. Mugmur is inverted, and that's where it's gone. So it's still like blue, you know, Bethlehem, both smells, don't, they dissipate also, but it's not when you finish smelling that it dissipates. Could be after some amount of time, or because of the air, it's been. The rest of the smell is still there, and it may not, even though mugmer, it burns, it's gone. So there, up to the flu. Siv Beis, in Zeh Shereit Men HaReach Eit, Eim Yedeit Yivarach Ati Vesam. Mo Eit Men Yivarach Ati Vesam. Every bracha needs, Tein Lai Meim Yechoisav, or maybe something which is Atei, make an Atei Vesam, something which is Isvei Vesam, make an Isvei, like the mint, Isvei Vesam, they say. After some, it's really most seems the most roses are considered Asay does not have the same gedarim as it does when it gets a fruit, and even as long as it's something which will grow back every year, and it's a semi-hard trunk or branch, that's enough to consider it Asay. You see the Gemara. The Gemara calls Givoli Pishdon 8 when it gets a day. When it gets a thing, that's enough to consider 8, unless you have very often on Shabbos afternoon, if you go to the Sephardi Shul, they have different types of wine and business in Mochavet. They have something there that has two different types of things. You have Atei and Isvei. So, what's in front of you? Which one do you make first? The Shabbos is passing solely in the same way we see Mirkei and Mirkei Adam. It's the same common seal. And most people don't necessarily have a preference between two different types of branches of things. Then you make them. So they have Atei first, and then you make the Isvei. However, if the Isvei is more Chavet, he has mint there, and you love mint. Then in the family you should make the history of something first, and then make the something. Now these chilukim and brachas are only going to get to during the week. However, Matzah Shabbos, the halacha is, you make a very meaning of something on everything, no matter what it is, if it's asay, or if it's isray, if it's minay, you always make a meaning of something. If you ask that, because since people aren't going to try tomorrow, it's not going to be key, so that makes sense. But, because since people aren't Bikim in whether it's considered Atzei or Isvei, if you make an Atzei on an Isvei, you're not Yitzei. If you make an Isvei on an Atzei, you're not Yitzei. Even though if you make a Mipri Adam on a Mipri A, you are Yitzei. But if you make an Isvei on an Atzei, you're not Yitzei. Because Atzei is not Nichol and Isvei. It's Priya Adam, but it's not Nichol and Isvei. It's not an Isvei.
Why should Atzei come before? Why should Atzei come before? Does it not go over into the lesson? They're both before.
What? Well, according to the Torah, why do you tell it in Eitz and Adam? Why? They're both mature. You're not used to with one more than the next. Why? Does it? There's more Israel than Asim. According to the Torah, that is He already does. He doesn't already use Mechalek in Shmini Esrei. He doesn't make an Esrei. Okay, I hear. Mele Mata Shabbos is going to make a very meaty B'Samim, and during the week you can make whatever it is, whatever the B'Samim might be. For example, Hamotzak is a very meaty B'Samim. What is this Hamotzak? It comes from an animal, not exactly sure what it is. Seems that there is something that comes from a Zeya of a cat that has a smell. I don't know if that's what it is. However, the Shabura points out here that if Kumtayt, this Hamotzak, is something which is Otter Ba'achila, and it's mutterba to smell it. Doctor, vice versa, it's mutter to smell something even though it's not the bachim. He wants to say that that's not something which is not aimed for achilah. Something which is aimed for achilah, can't find it's asr. Something which is be'etem asr, and it's aimed for achilah, can't find it's asr to smell it. Melo, Michelle, Michelle, you're on the turnpike, driving down the turnpike, and you gotta use the restroom. You stop at the McDonald's. McDonald's, they're frying the bacon. You take a good whiff. Breathe in deeply. Mechir lefid it, or something which is oimei la'achila. And there's a chashash that it would be, that it's a person who comes to eat it. Since it's not a problem, of course, that's the shirk. The staff of the, by taking the dollar, shirkri oimei la'achila. Machlum tei tada yirich mazeh, the staff of the chashila ina riyah. The gam reich, who rak tam atash, who reich machas tuvay. Vavadi Yishloch Hashem and Yom HaLaOch. The Dugmur at least, the Gemara, first turn, and Kabbalah Zika. Yishloch, if you lehed it, if you go into the McDonald's in Yishloch, there's no problem, in McDonald's. However, I think the Prime Minister says, if you go somewhere else, then there's two choices. You can either go to there's two different stores in the restaurant. You can either go to the 7-Eleven, or you can go to McDonald's, or the very short to 7-Eleven. However, if that's what they have, then it's in McDonald's, it's not a problem. What's that? 7-Eleven and Hot Dogs. Okay. I think they're Hebrew National.
Uh-huh.
Hebrew National. However, so the head, you should go ahead and be Mariah, the Kharia, one should not do that if it's something which is awesome. So I was wondering, they passed around the pineapple on Yom Kippur. Is it mutter to smell the pineapple on Yom Kippur? Kharia talks about it. Name or something? So first of all, it's not something which is got the matabachira, it's just a day which is gurmi. That is why it's name. But third, the chat is, the Mishmur says, it's not something which is imil achila. This is not imil achila mukhla. They were miyachid it le'ariya. And if you're going to go ahead and eat it, the next guy next to you is going to slap you. Because he's waiting for it. He's going to, whatever, he's going to be a Yom Kippur. But there's no chash l'chura that a person is going to come to eat it on Yom Kippur. So Melo, I don't see that this should be a problem. Make such a bracha of, these places with small cheese, not as much as Anadar Mashallah. The Chumrah, the word for the Chumrah. To wait for Sarah as well. That's either, with the Rashi Zichar, not a problem. With the Rabbanan, maybe an hour, that's the same too though, an hour. You have to know if it's a Rechesh or such a thing, don't think that it's a problem. It's not something about the mustard, it's about your mustard is that's going to get the very minimum sum. Another last bracha really, except for Hashem and Afasman, is Anoisin Reach Teva Peir. However, that's not from Kishanatan Reach Teva Peir. When do you make a bracha of Anoisin Reach Teva Peir? That's going to be taken into your hand. Since it is something which is Emila Achila and not Maria. So Mamela, it's not something which is aimed at me, because I want to knock in the bracha on it. Says the Bira Lacha. However, if you go pick it up in your hand, you're machshavit la'ariya, you're picking it up today that you should be able to smell it, so you machshavit that it's aimed at la'ariya now, and then you make a bracha on it. This happens to be a point of contention. The Chazanish holds not this way. The Chazanish holds something which is be'etzem aimed la'achino. You do not make a bracha on, even if you pick it up to smell it. This is be'etzem aimed la'achino. The Chura, this is Negea to a number of things. Amongst them, the Chura, let's say cinnamon. That's what really it is. Cinnamon, the Mishabura says, what function is a cinnamon? Says, really you should make on it a Nezim Reachteva period. If you look at the Sharatim, in Yudbeid, or Yudbeid, it seems that it comes out to say, this is really a Shaila, So after Chayyad and Kharshish, he says you should make a very mini bissabon on cinnamon. Chayyad, that applies to other spices also. On most spices you should make a very mini bissabon. However, according to the Chazanish, if it's something which you keep in your kitchen and you use it for your food, it's emil la'achila, it's not emil la'riyach, even if you pick up the cinnamon and smell it, you would not make a bracha. There are people that I've heard say that if they don't use cinnamon, what's a Shabbos and Pesach? They don't have clothes. Everybody uses cinnamon. No, they don't use cinnamon. So I never heard of it. I never knew why. Macher, that's the reason why. Macher, I'll tell you. It all comes to Aymer La'aria. If you weren't Miachan it, for smelling, then you would not make a broch on it. Now, most clothes that people use for Matzah Shabbos, they are Miachan it for smelling. They put it into their container, they have a special container of it. Those are. They are miyachada for smelling, and maybe you make a bracha even according to Chazanish. However, I think the minhag ha'olam is not like Chazanish, seems that most people, as far as I know, use cinnamon on Pesach, even though that they use it to cook their apple fugu, whatever else it was, the matzah fugu, and the zemir la'achila. Even so, once you're miyachad in la'ariyah, and you pick it up in your hand, la'ariyah, that is enough, and you can make a bracha. What's that? Which is emilah riyah, but it is pineapple in the temple of the they riyah. Anything which you miyach in riyah, even if it's a glass of free, it's not a problem. You have to be miyach in riyah. If you bet to be Indian and you just pass it by your nose, and you're not mechavim to, if you're mechavim to smell it next to this, you're miyach in for achila and for riyah. No, I'm not saying that clothes are also on Pesach. Not saying they close up a bit, I don't know. Everybody's doing what their own thing. Some people don't use clothes on Pesach. Do you close the Pesach? But those that use cinnamon on Pesach, if they don't have clothes, they just have to share because the clothes that they had during the year, they push it that there's going to be chomes on it, they put it away for the stuff, don't think they have a cinnamon. So, later. Mamela, you make a. Now, Lechura, I would say, Lulei Safina, I did see that most Torahs do not talk about it for some reason. I did see one or two Torahs that do talk about it. It was mentioned here last week. Somebody wanted to know why exactly we don't make a bracha on it. On wine. Wine has a good smell in it. It has, ask any connoisseur, I'll tell you, it has a scent of plum and all types of different things that you could pull out of there. Now, Lulei Safina. So someone, once if I saw like I said, he spoke me echmi devado, and he said, yeah, chanami, I have to make bracha, that's my fellow parents, and 100%, it has the smell. Lo shamanu, lo yirinu, anybody be ignited, it's just for her. First of all, you have the chazmish that it's emir la'achinu. I would say over here, especially yayin, which is such a davar choshu, that mamish, the spit of the mashkin, then the chere, can't you say that it's mamish emir la'ashtiyah so much that any reyat is tuffle and bubble to it. Even though they're right in the back over the fatigue. It's all part of the experience, but it's not la reyat. It's not mamish emir la reyat. And I think also that probably, I don't want to say this, maybe it's my amarat, but I would say 90% of the people that drink wine cannot pick out the smells and all the different delicious tastes that are wafted from the cup. What? It smells like a sweet drink. I think two banana jumps smells pretty good too. But it's not even a real kind of person. Even when a person thinking, mommy, she's picking up. Most people don't pick it up. Just the smell. Maybe with Safina, I would say that it's not a problem. One should not make a bracha.
If somebody were just smelling it,
when you're smelling it out the hanok, we then have the or just want to see if it's rotten. Or is it, did it go bad yet? Did it not go bad? You're smelling something to know if it went bad. Okay, they talked about also by Matemet. Matemet's going to start with broken. Because if let's say you taste something, you're not sure if it actually went bad. It tastes a little bit. So they say, if you swallow, even Matemet's supposed to, you should have it broken. So what do you do if you want to taste it? See if it smells good. You do smell it, but it's not only the area. 100%. What? Oh, people take the cork and smell it, you think. That's it?
It's just that much.
No, much. There is a label saying that.
It's a lot.
That's what Tony wants to do.
Oh,
we'll get it. The Mishnah Berurah says, at the end of the sift, Mishnah Berurah says, they bring down Menegeh to coffee. Kosu ha'afremim ha'mirich v'kofi ketusha v'yichamo shirich ha'noidif olam menem minu meir tereach dov ha'marach v'ashna shenot ha'nerach tevapir. Shemur says that on freshly ground coffee one should make a bracha v'ashna shenot ha'nerach tevapir. Now, what does this mean, l'maisa? So if the coffee is sitting on the, first of all, if it's instant coffee, so then there's no period there. It's freeze-dried. Generally, if there's no, it's just they took coffee which was already made and they dried it, freeze dried it, or whatever they did, but there's no mamashes on the coffee, of the coffee beans there, so it's like reaction later, you would not make a bracha on it. I mean, even if you took a guy's cup, he has a French vanilla coffee, and he took his cup, and he took a good geschmack and hail, you would not make a bracha on it. However, let's say the JFC, chosen filtered coffee, that's made out of real beans, it's crushed beans, filtered. There is mamashes. So the chere, if you would smell such a coffee or the crushed beans, and if not, you would have to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? Mishburu says when it says that Shanat and Reach have appeared. However, the Zeta bracha, it is one of his later Mazurin, changed. And he said, Diane Fisher says that nowadays most people do not eat coffee beans. And maybe we don't reckon it to have a din of a pre that Shapat and Shanat and Reach have appeared. So it says to make a very name to someone. Chere Misafik, you should make a very name to someone. However, what's that? Yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah says the Sharatin at the end, even though he does say that, the Sharatin at the end is the Safek, and the Mele says maybe it's Kedai to make a Berman into something. Or something like that. Now, if it's hot, it seems like even if it's cold, if it still smells, it's not a problem. If it has a starker smell, if it's noisy. That's the other side of the with milk, there's no mamashes possible. So we have to have some mamashes, or else it's like a reaction naked. We have to have some mamashes if you want to make a shirt up and answer the period. So what happens when you walk into the Starbucks? Question that was asked last week. First of all, just because they get what Diane Fisher said, I spoke to somebody who has runs the coffee shop. And he says that he eats coffee beans all the time. And there's many people that use coffee beans on top of their foods. And the general person is not considered, he's not eating as a regular breed, but maybe it's better to make a very meaningful something. Now, what happens if you walk into Starbucks? So perhaps we should say that it's something which is Eimed Lahriya, and anything which is Eimed Lahriya, and anything which is Eimed Lahriya, if you're not mistaken, Daniel Achilo, focus on Daniel Achilo. Oh, that's the way you do it. Daniel Achilo, but if you're... Something which is not Emil Ariach, the only way that you can make it Emil Ariach is if you take it in your hand to make a bracha. Maybe when you walk into a Starbucks, you don't take any coffee in your hand. You just smell it, you smack his mouth. The chur, you shouldn't have to make a bracha. However, there's a lacha at the beginning of Reish Yudzayim. It's a little bit tough to do Reish Tez Zayim without doing Reish Yudzayim. Reish Yudzayim, though, is the lacha, most of the lacha, so 10 blot later. And that is chanut shel b'tom. Somebody that has a chanut, hanichnas a chanut shel b'tom, so he has to make a bracha. The shayla is, why does he have to make a bracha? It's not Eimel Ariyah. He wants you to buy them. He's not interested in you smelling them. Teretz, he is interested in you smelling them. They're Eimel Ariyah, because if you smell them, you're going to come to buy them. You walk into the store, it has geschmack and smell. That's why they put on galpans, they put on different types of music. What's playing now? Right? That way you'll buy it. Same thing over here in the store, they put all different types of things, by nice smells by the door, so that you'll smell it, and say, what's that? And you want to buy it. So Starbucks, the question is, what happens in a coffee shop? Is that the kavanah or not? So, in the Zeta Bracha, he brings down and he spoke to a coffee shop owner, cafe owner, and the guy says, without doubt, that the smell attracts customers. But then, we'll get up to Pas also, and then the day. Well, the Chur by coffee, it can very well be that Nichol Nur Kavana is in the, maybe they wouldn't brew it the whole day. The fact that they have the brew on, then it shows that they're interested in attracting customers. Where? In the coffee? It's generally filtered and then they freeze dry the coffee. I don't know if there's any mavashim left. They make it into a coffee like scent, like a
sludge.
A what? Sludge. A very thick coffee, and then they freeze dry that thing. But I don't think there's any mavashim left in the thing. The chur is the equivalent of being mitzanim. Chur is the equivalent of being mitzanim. So, it is totally, and I'm not trying to bring down that it's totally the machine. You have to know if that's what they're calling in. Most of these selling places, these spice places, that's not their kavana. Even though it does smell good, the kavana is not to try to attract customers through the smell of different spices. And then, you know, to attract the smell. You have to know by a coffee shop also, is that the kavana? Or the mice is something which happens with the oven. But do you have it, now that they have the coffee?
In bakeries, they have a spray
So there's different types of flowers, there's different types of, sometimes you buy roses and they smell delicious, and sometimes you buy roses and you whiff and you sniff and you can't smell a single thing. So how do you know if you should make a bracha on the roses? You don't know if it's going to smell or not going to smell. It usually depends on how price you spent on the roses. However, if you're not sure, you are allowed to take a little bit of a whiff beforehand. Kavachayim and Hashem, they say you're allowed to take a little whiff before and take metamin. You're allowed to taste something, and you don't have to make a bracha, so you're allowed to smell just to see whether or not. If the guy has stuff, no, there's no smell. You're allowed to smell a little bit to see if they have a smell. Then you weren't doing it just to see if it has a smell. Afterwards, you inhale it, taking a geshmaka smell. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kinyan Mayim Shu Or Hini. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says Or is really a type of paper, it's supposed to say Oy, a type of tree. But what's the story with Or? What is the story with some people, the smell of leather, they can take out the wallet and smell it right to them. Smell of leather, geshmaka sand, mubad leather. You make a bracha on that. So this bracha brings down, he says it's not considered a hush of a smell. There's also a smell of cut grass, a smell of all these different types of random smells are not considered a hush of a smell that Chazal would convey a bracha upon. Even though it could be that it is a very strong smell to a certain extent. But it's not considered it's not a smell of a tree or a fruit or something which be'etzet is something which is puts out a strong smell. And Mechal, I mean, this is like really true with any smell. Not everybody loves the smell, especially cut grass. Some people love it, some people hate it. Some people love the smell of gas, some people hate it. It all depends on each person. You may love anybody, by the way, any smell that you do not like, Mechanami, the Chur, you do not make a bracha on. Which seems that that's the difference between Achila and smell. Achila, even if you're not nana from it, but if you take a drink of Coke, and you're not nana from it, it's Chanakim, something stuck in your throat, and you take a drink of Coke just to get the stuff down. You still have to make a bracha on the Coke. Wherever, if you have a smell and you don't like the smell, you don't have to make a bracha. Well, the difference is the makar where you learn it out from. If you learn it out from a chila, it's also an effort of the bracha. At the end of the day, the mice in the body had enough. Whether it's the throat had enough or in the stomach you had enough. I think in the smell, it doesn't smell good. You didn't have enough. There's no hanoi mei'ayim. It didn't smell good. Shame. I'm back. The Rambam says also the same lesson. The same. The Mechorei Talmud had it in the same place. At the end of the day, it's not like that in the same place. Tishva, Re'a Shem Le'ikr. Shemen Shavismoy, Vesininoy, Mahoit Men and Besomim, Yeshem Shavarach Vary Shemen. Yeshem Shem Levarach Alapta, that Re'a Shem Le'ikr. Vekivon, Shasafaku, Nachal Yizam, and Eriach. Something which does not, does not have an ikr, something reyach she'im by ikr, it's a shayla whether or not you make a brach on it, nochin, not to be miriach. Now the big shayla is, what's the story with perfume and cologne? You make a brach on perfume and cologne? So, if it's on a person, so if it is dry, it's a reyach she'im by ikr, that's for sure. There is no machal, you're not smelling any, there's no mamashes even of the spray that was sprayed. So you would not make a brach. If it's locked, if there is some mamashes, then Kenzai need to make a brach. Same shayla, if you open up a bottle of cologne and you smell it. If you just smell the box, and the box has a smell of Bukhari reaction maker also, you don't have to make a brach on the side of the house. And if you smell when you walk into the room, also, it's not Bukhari is aim by ikr. However, the shayla is if you, two things. First of all, if you put it on your hand or on somebody, and it's still locked, it's still lech, it's still mamashes. And if you open up a bottle, if you open up the bottle of cologne or perfume, just smell, you make a brach on it. So the shayla is b'chol, is that considered synonym? Is it that they, you have to know the mysteries of how they make it. Some it seems that they crush it and they take out some of the juice, or they through steaming, they get some of the smell out through the steam. The shayla is that considered yesh b'ikr? And some b'chol, perfumes and colognes are made out of synthetic ingredients in legamri, and that the shayla whether or not you make a brach. B'ikr alone, they don't have the smell. It's only when you chemically alter them, changes them, you have a smell. Shmir Shabbos, the Pesach Mizam, there are some Mizam, there's a Tzatzik when it gets to this. Now the Yishrim Mizam from the Riyashiv, not to make a brach on any perfume, because of the Shabbos. And so, L'chatila, L'chara, if you want to smell perfume, you should not make a brach on it, because the Pesach Mizam, whether or not, there is any mamashas inside, and even if there is, and it's hard to be mavar, b'chal, if it's made out of anything that smells, or it's just made out of chemicals, synthetic. The Mela, the Chura, one should not make a brach on it. If you know for sure that it's made out of, seems, I don't know, according to different farms, seems that the ones that are cheaper are made out of synthetic, the ones that are more expensive are made out of mamashes. There is some mamashes of plants inside, or different types of herbs, or organic perfumes, then this brach says you could make such a brach on it. And the chayyim should be able to make a brach on it, but since you don't know what is inside, you'd have to make a very minimal sum instead of making atzer or
isa.
Air fresheners. Now, what's with air fresheners and deodorant and soaps and floor cleaners and all these different things that have a wonderful smell? Now, most of these smells are only to get away some type of other smells. Also, simmeration dye, something which is lahaver ech. The smell that a person sprays in his bathroom to get rid of the smell. Even if it can smell terrific, and you love the smell, but it's not oimba darech, it's rather to be maver arech, which is no good. So meila, it's not something one would make a brach on. So air fresheners, and these car air fresheners, you smell, or all different types of soaps and things that are only to get rid of the arech, one would not make a brach on. This Yudalit, last sif, Mariah Bastard Shamitzvah, Mavarakala. The Ishan and Shame Mavarakala, the Nafash and the Riyasa. The big Machlis is a question whether or not somebody should make a bracha on an Esther during Yadav. The Be'er Lachan was in Tarichas, and comes out the Esther of Maker Nazina, a person should make a bracha on it. For a person, if you took it in your hand while you're being going to the Mitzvah, and the Hanami should make a bracha on it. So it took the Mitzvah also. But if you took it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because you want to smell your Esther, and the Hanami, Maker Nazina, one should make a bracha. However, since whether or not it's a topic in the price given, mainly it says, Yesh minayim al arech v'esrik kol yimei achad. Chatzila, one should not lehed you take his esrik and smell it kol yimei achad, because you're getting to a machlek at the price given. Kenzan, it took to the mitzvah to the whole yantif. Hashem is almost clear, even before yantif. He's bought it for yantif, and it's 2 days before sukkis, maybe it's also already considered hooked to the mitzvah, so b'chor be nifal in the topic, one should not pick it up lehed you to be merim. Now after yantif, go ahead. Be mireyach in it, and you make a mireyach set up here. People use it for b'samah matashavas. If you use it for b'samah matashavas, then you make a very mireyach b'samah matashavas. However, if you smell it to the b'samah zayin, then you make a mireyach set up here. If you were playing with it and you got it on your hand, on your clothing, that's a reyach in the ikr, and you would not make a bracha on it at all. The Ramah brings down a last halacha, if you mireyach the path cham, yesh for the varach and not the reyach set up path. Yesh in the varach love, the king in the reyach point. The shayla whether or not one should make a bracha when he smells pas. Now, when does this apply? The shayla already points out, if you're coming to your house by afternoon and you're making challah, it's not Umila Hariya, but Umila Akhila, you do not make a bracha, there's no suffix b'chol. Take a good inhale, Mishma, a good whip, not a problem. It's not Umila Hariya. The only time that it would be considered Umila Hariya, is if you pick it up in your hands, that's so. The Chachila wants you to pick up a challah in his hand to go ahead and smell it. It's talking about whether or not he has to make a bracha. Now the only other shayla is, look here, when you pass by, you're going downtown to Nisharm, and you pass by Angel, and you smell it from blocks away. So, is that something which is Eimil Ariyah? So we know, by a Chanuk Shal Baisem, they have that kavanah that puts you coming from. Well, look by a mafia, by a bakery, look here, their intention is not to get people to smell it. Now, I hear from some people that learn marketing, study marketing, that there is such an intention, but I don't know if that's the smell b'chlal of the pav. The smell of the pav, the kavanah is enachanami takana, is not the kavanah that you should smell it, that you should buy. And the other smell that's the spraying, the synthetic smell, is not the smell of the pav. So Maimonim Shach, you wouldn't make a bracha l'chair, and l'chair also wouldn't be a problem to go ahead and smell it as you pass by. There's not much to do. There's not much to do when you pass by with these things. There's a bakery a block away from my house. And you go to Shachar, it's a block away, and you smell it. It's 7:30 in the morning, you smell it. Not much to do. Shachar, it's mechavan, you shouldn't be mechavan, that's not the kavana when you're doing it. And any smell, other smell that you are smelling, mechavan is not a problem. Wouldn't be a need. That's for Birch Harech. Ez Hashem. Still the end of the Zman, we'd like to finish the parak. For those that didn't start Mishnah Memdalat, that's the week really, the Tochnit. Hespik for this week is Memdalat till the next Mishnah with Rishi Beit. That time you should not need that much time, even though the week surgery with Mikaron in the place in the hinting place in Mavikav et Alpha. There's not much in Rishenim and Achrenim, there's a Chazanish about it. The whole, what's the Pshat and Mikaron et Alpha, what's together, when you get to the Bracha. And then after that, finish till the end, Bez Hashem, finish till the end, and Simin Reish Zayin, which is 1/5, and the end of Reish Ches, which is, when you're ready from the beginning of Reish Ches, end of Reish Ches from Sif Yud till Sif Yud Ches. That's all going to get the bracha for you. There are 2 Simon that we still did not do, so anybody that finishes this, which is not Mufka to finish this all, is Simin Reish Dalet, Simin Reish Vav. It happens to be the last halacha of the Gemara, and then Hayim and Allah, is in Reish Dalet. Not like we finished it all yet. So when we get to Mem Hayim Rala, Reish Dalet and Reish Vav. Just one good I was thinking when we get to Rosh Hashanah. If anybody's anybody wants to go, please feel free. So just one thought is Bavus they say b'shem b'sol falanter. Now what's the ace of it to pass the din on Rosh Hashanah? All different things that are ready. Chazal saying Kolam Avraham Adosa, Mavir Yaakov Shor. All different aces of how a Kaddish Baruch Hu, even if you're not the Etzem, don't the Etzem have the Chutzim, how a Kaddish Baruch Hu will pass the person through the judgment, free pass. So the same thing we saw that a person should be an Isha Klal. Isha Rabbi Tzichimon. Somebody that a lot of people need. The Mimelech, a Kaddish Baruch Hu sees that. So many people need them. So many people need this person. So even if the person is not letting you set up, but the mindset, other people need them. Well, to other people, in a Hanami, it's a... HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pass this person to the din, even if he doesn't mess in the service. Shaila is that very nice for a shiva. Not too simple, I mean, whatever. Somebody that every got five souls, should be gesund and stark, Amir Esther. People that got five souls need, people that are in public position. But how does that apply to each and every one of us? How could a person be a Rav and Tzichon? So, there's a number of different ways. One of them is, first of all, a person is going to hire to Gan Pais. Person, people, maybe they haven't heard this in their, some yeshivas, they do tell this to Bacham, we can rely, people they don't. But even if you have an Achayas to Gan Pais, that's what we read in this parasha, Kol Yisrael Arim, and you have an Achayas to everybody, an Achayas to help the next person. If it's somebody that's trying, and he doesn't, if a person would see somebody wallowing in blood, and vulgar sense, see somebody in the middle of the street, you believe what you're doing, run them. You don't know if you'll be able to save him, call us all or something, you do something. There's hundreds and thousands of years in that, they push them another way to the left. So am I telling you to go out and doing to start doing cure? Not something to do. But the Gedolim did say that a person should give some of his time, might serve as mine. At least some of the time to do a kirev. If it's not kirev rechayim, to be kirev kredim. There's plenty of people in the Mir Yeshiva that are sitting down on the bench next to you that you tell them you know their name, and you don't know their name. They don't know your name. Somebody just told me on Friday, he says he came here, he said he didn't specifically have a chazan. He says he was just, he felt like he was just a number. Didn't have anybody, you know, and specifically, you know, he said for, I don't know, long scoop on the same bench as somebody. He doesn't know the guy's name, he doesn't know his name. It's not shy. I mean, in the mirror, it's just, there's so many people, so it's not that, but some person doesn't want to get it. Get to know the person next to him. When you have your yeshiva, 15 people, I think it's another job. 30, 50, 100. When you have 5,000 guys, it's just not shy to know everybody. So you know the people that you know, you know. But for some people, it's mamash bikuach nefesh. For Bochum specifically, especially that they come, they don't have a chazal. When they do have a chazal, they don't fit into the shiva. There's 150 guys in the shiva. They don't have a shiva to them. It's imperative that they have somebody to talk to. They have some sort of support system that they can turn to. So they need it. But it doesn't have to be that you're spending a seder of your time doing it. It doesn't have to be that you're spending a day of your time. It doesn't have to be that you're spending an entire minute done. But you could, 15 minutes, it could change somebody's life. Mamash could change somebody's life. And if a person has the chemist to do other types of things, there's other types of inner cure, other types, call it kavod. That's the more the merrier. It doesn't take away from your learning to a great extent. Well, my point is that and there's one other nekuda, but it's a person that has. Forget cure of a fakim and cure of crazy. You're an achayat to know what you learn. It's an achayat when you learn and you go through a zman, go through the kitchen of Arkham, one of the things the Chazan just said, from the stress to problem, it's not the stress, sorry, and that shout. Maybe just the Matthias and how it plays out, Lamaisa, and you see that there's such a doable and Lamaisa, everybody's doubt, and what's prevail and what is considered. But to know, to come out to Ash Yodama Segen of the Kwalin, the Maisa, even if you don't come out to the Maisa, but at least the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tesis, come out with something to know, to have it, to be able to give it over to the next person. And you never know when you're going to be in the Maisa to give it over to the next person, whether you're going to be a Chavrusa, or whether it's going to be in out of town Kreel, or whether it's going to be from these, he's going to have a physician somewhere, or it's his own children, or it's his friends, or whatever it is. A person has an Achayas in a way he doesn't. And very often a person comes to the end of his man, and the end of a long man, and a short man, he looks back, he's not sure. He learns all the time. He came to the first year, he came to the next year, he learned. And Zachar didn't learn. But at the end of his man, he looks back, and he's not sure, what did he have? Do I have everything good and everything? I went to 100 shiurim from my magachir. So what am I saying? How many of them do I remember? The Gemara already says that the ikar tzchar that a person gets is the tzchar of walking to the shiur, because how many people remember at the end of the day what they learned? But that's not the shvach that the Gemara is saying that. A person's chiv is to know. A person's chiv is to achayis, forget that achayis, achayis to yourself, to know. So, at the end of the day, a person wants to make, a person should be a isha klal, a person should be rabban tzichumai. Rabban tzichumai is to help people that are next to you and to help yourself. And to help yourself, the more you'll be able to have a talk to yourself, the more you'll be able to help other people. And other people doesn't have to be that you go out and change over the world. Other people, it's the guy on the bench next to you that asked your shabbat from last week. And remember what he said, that's also you're helping other people. That's also all the gambling with the same other. The Maitre, the Iker, the Pesach Matzah says, the Iker Pesach that a person has, the Iker Kabbalah that a person has, should be, he mentions two things. It says, in the Indian of Gezel, so the Gezel is Makachik Beresh, and the Indian of Tir. Talmud Arach and Yitzulam. So maybe if a person can make some sort of Kabbalah, some small thing that to help him with his chazar, or help him have a clerk in his figure, it can change his din totally, and it can change his life for the better. We should always say to the table, or to the table.